Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 123. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And welcome to our NDK Preview Podcast,
where we're basically going to talk about a few of the things that we're looking forward to seeing at this year's Non-DesuCon.
Priority number one, Patrick Seitz, because he is just a hilarious guy.
He's entertaining. He's been a long time guest of NDK. I know he's come at least 3 years.
This is his third year.
Third year?
At least third year in a row. He might have been here before at some point, but I'm not 100% positive on that.
I'm hoping he brings the sombrero again. He was funny looking in the sombrero.
Well, I wonder if...
Are you sure that that's his sombrero? Is there something that the NDK staff keeps around to put on him?
I think he got it at...
At Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Which I still don't understand why he was so hit in the head with their Mexican food. Any native Coloradan will tell you you don't go to Casa Bonita for the food.
Well, and he's from California. He knows what other Mexican food is. I mean, Colorado has its own kind of spin on it, but it is not Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita you go to when you want the equivalent of nice atmosphere and you're eating the food you bought from the gas station.
Yeah.
TV dinners. We've had this discussion before. They literally, that's what I always remembered even going as a kid. I'm like, why does it look like a TV dinner?
Yeah.
You can't get in without buying the food.
Yeah.
Apparently, actually, they're under new ownership now, so there's a rumor that the food might improve.
Doubtful.
I doubt it too, but hey. Anywho,
They could bring them to, like, a place that has, you know, some part kind of like the history of Denver Mexican food, like Chubby's or something.
Or what about,
Jose O'Shea's or Jose something. O'Shea, I mean, that's at least a step up. In fact, we could just drag them to Santiago's.
Santiago's.
There we go. Cheap, fast Mexican.
The thing is that Santiago's is sort of a Brighton Mexican food thing.
It's all over to Colorado. It's
I know it is now, but
it started
in Brighton.
Town, so.
Anywho, so we're looking forward to that. Of course, I'm looking forward to seeing the AMV contests. Although, last year I was still really surprised that the best videos were not in the comedy section. It was the first year ever where I had that issue.
Yeah.
It was just not a very strong year, I felt, last year. I mean, things have gotten better. I mean, the quality is, like, leaps and bounds from what I first remember.
Yeah, the overall video editing quality. It's just, it seems that the song choice and anime choice are suffering, yeah.
More than the people technically can put together really good videos. It's the storytelling aspect about what you want the video to portray to your audience that's lacking.
Although I will say one thing that I found really entertaining last year was the audience participation to the Journey video.
Yeah.
Anywho, so, let's see, we also have Randy McCollin. Is that how you say his name?
Milholland.
Milholland?
I believe it is.
From Something Positive coming this year.
Super late surprise guest artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there'll be a homeless-looking guy who's meant to be in the hotel this time.
he does have the beard all going on, like really big scraggly beards, just kind of like...
He almost looks like Alan Moore. Like, it's kind of creepy.
The Alan Moore of the webcomics world?
I guess. He's not nearly as... I don't think he's as revolutionary as Alan Moore was.
No. And then let's see. Funimation's going to be there in an official capacity this year, so hopefully at least one of us will be able to get into their industry panels.
Shouldn't be a problem. We have press badges.
Yeah, we had press badges for the Bandai ones, too, and we couldn't get into there.
Really?
Remember we requested to go to the Bandai, and she said we couldn't go because too many other people requested to go?
It'll be different this year, though, since it's only one per press group, so...
Yeah, that will limit it a lot.
Well, I have news about that. Bandai, they're folding up.
Bummer.
So if there's any Bandai titles that you're wanting...
Like Power Rangers?
No, like Cowboy Bebop. And
Is Power Rangers Saban or whatever?
They're Saban.
That's right.
I mean, there's certain titles that they're going to finish their production out to, like, I think November or something, but they're stopping then. So whatever is produced, that's it.
Wow.
I forget how I came across that the other day. I was like, oh. So yeah, any Bandai titles you want, get them now or forever hold your peace until maybe somebody else picks them up. But there's...
Until Funimation picks up the popular ones?
There's only Funimation.
Well, Funimation can only pick up so much. I mean, they're only one company. They can't publish everything.
Well, there's Funimation. That means there's going to be Funimation and Media Blasters that I'm aware of being left.
Oh, Viz Video is still going.
Viz Video and Sentai Entertainment, I think, is another one.
Okay. And Viz only is because I think they have...
They have Naruto.
Don't they have Bleach too?
Yes.
But once those go out, they're gonna have to find some other big thing. So.
They can keep re-releasing those to keep them in business. Who has a Dragon Ball Z that they re-released for the 15th time?
Not this guy.
I thought Funimation has the rights to Dragon Ball Z now.
Maybe they do. I don't remember.
And it just sort of depends on what titles, you know, they get reissued and whatnot. And it's just, yeah, we'll just have to see.
Dragon Ball is Funimation, you're right.
I mean, most things are falling under the Funimation umbrella now. Because I don't think Anime Works is around anymore, or U.S. Manga Corps, Software Sculptors.
Is there anyone besides Funimation that's putting stuff on Netflix streaming?
Who has Slayers? Slayers is Funimation.
Funimation now. It used to be Software Sculptors, but they picked up the rights after they went under, I think, because that's why they released the new ones. Yeah. I'm just glad they were able to get most of the original cast back, so.
I honestly don't know if anybody other than Funimation is putting anime on Netflix.
Well, I was just thinking about that. I was like, every time I watch anime, it has that Funimation thing at the beginning. Am I just, like, picking out the stuff that they have published, or are they the only ones putting stuff up on Netflix?
I guess we're going to have to go in and do a thorough research of this sometime.
So hopefully, yes, we get into the Funimation industry panel. I kind of want to see what some of the new stuff is. I've just been sort of feeling lackluster on some things, and I'm like, okay, what's come out in the past 4 years I've missed that might be good? Picked up a few. Eden of the East, really did like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mushishi was nice for something sort of more vignette, not super involved plot, just really good little story summaries.
Baka and Tess has been kind of entertaining.
I watched the first one, and I was just kind of like...
It is a little random at times, though, I will admit. Of course, Care Bear really likes the random. Anywho, other things I've been looking forward to at the convention, because it was entertaining the past few years, the anime dating game is back again.
Oh yes, I did see that on here.
They're also doing the World Cosplay Summit on Sunday.
What is the world? What is the summit?
Is it like Model UN with people in cosplay?
I think so, something like that.
Okay.
Let me double check that.
I've never been to
that. I'm surprised that doesn't just end up being full of people as, you know, Hatalia characters.
It is an annual international cosplay event that promotes friendly international exchange through Japanese pop culture. The WCS is organized by the events division of TV Aichi and has the active support of local volunteers, city organizers, and businesses. The parade and championship are held in Nagoya, Japan, with several related events being held in Kanto, Kansai, and Tokai areas. A cosplay stage performance competition called the Cosplay Championship was first held at Aichi Expo in 2005, and selection of national representatives for the event come from preliminary and regional rounds held at partnering anime/manga events, the respective countries of the participants.
Okay, so it's basically a worldwide organization of cosplay contests.
Yeah, so it sounds like basically what we'll be doing at this is we will be choosing who in NDK is good enough to go to the big event.
Who will represent NDK at the sort of like world championship? I didn't know that it existed. Man, well, I remember going to the con where if you went to the panel before, they would let you sit in the room still to go to the next panel. That's the only way I got good seats to go to the costume contest, because we would go to the panel before. And usually it was something nobody wanted to go to a lot of times. I think the one time I went, it was for like this hard-boiled manga compilation that was going to get released in the States. It's like a monthly thing. They were trying to get like the monthly manga to start in the United States, but it was all the hard-boiled, like really manly ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so yeah, me and some of my friends, we purposely sit on it because they let us stay for the costume contest because we were there for that one. And now you have to line up 4 hours before to get into it if you want to see it, and things have just changed. Well, I guess it's just something that's still popular. I guess I just find it funny. Is anime, like, dropping off in popularity, or is it still as popular? Because, I mean, conventions, you would think, doesn't matter. There's 50 bazillion people that still come to these. I mean, NDK had to put a cap on for the first year just to kind of maybe keep the amount of people in control.
Yeah.
But so many anime, like manga companies and anime companies, at least releasing to the States.
Video companies, yeah.
Have kind of folded under.
Well, I think the problem is that a lot of these companies, I mean, Funimation at least doesn't seem to be doing this, and I think that's why they're actually still doing so well. They're trying to use their old distribution methods in order to advance their company. That doesn't work anymore. I mean, it's the same problem newspapers are having. It does not work to try to send something out in only a physical media when so many people have these e-devices that they can use to view the same content. Let's see, and then I think you were talking a little bit ago about, before we started, about how it is completely pointless to need the panel on how our anime convention's in trouble.
Yeah, because currently I think they're doing okay, but we have the same one every year. And it kind of like, as long as there's still fans and such, the convention will still exist. I mean, Star Trek still has conventions, and they haven't produced anything really new in...
Well, a couple of years. We just had J.J. Abrams.
Yeah. Movie. But, I mean...
There hasn't been a Star Trek series movies. For quite a while.
I mean, those are conventions still last.
Hex, Google just did that doodle on, what was it, the 46th anniversary of Star Trek? And they were mocking the episode where Kirk had to fight
the Gorn.
Gorn without any weapons. That poor red shirt E.
Poor red shirts in general. Until at least Next Generation, and we switch the colors on everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The mortality rate of secondary characters was much lower in Next Generation. It was like, we've watched a couple episodes of the original series. It just seems like every time something happens, at least one red shirt just bites it for.
Just because. To show how dangerous everything is. We're gonna just kill this pointless, nameless character off. And I'm sorry, I don't know why, but Command in red and Engineering in a sort of yellow color always made more sense to me than the opposite way, and I don't know why.
Maybe because we've always given the color red more importance over gold clothing. Maybe because it stands out more, so you want your command staff to stand out more. That way they're easier to target.
British military tactics right there, guys.
Anywho, what else are we looking forward to at this weekend's convention?
I don't know. I have to see, just kind of wandering through stuff.
I'm kind of curious about this one thing here. I'm not sure I'll go to it, but there's a panel called How to Steal Like an Artist.
Yeah, I saw that too. I have to read the description. There's just not a lot of webcomic things again this year. I'm kind of sad.
That there is a lot or there isn't a lot?
There isn't. There is nothing for, like, there's not, unless you're, there's really a lot of heavy, like, cosplay stuff here, like, but, like, art-wise, there's not a lot.
Did you hear if, Angie-chan got a thing, or
last no? I've heard, she doesn't know, she hasn't heard anything.
That sucks.
But it's just getting hard, because they do it. Artist tables are on lottery drawing now, so it doesn't matter how many years you've been there before. You just have as much chance as everybody else.
They so need a bigger area.
They need to shut out all those people that all they do is sell fan art.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean...
That's not what an artist alley is supposed to be about. You know, it's supposed to be people doing their own original artwork.
Now, if they get permission, which it is, you know, they can get... Well, okay, but I would rather...
Even with permission, I would rather see people doing their own original stuff at the Artist Alley, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I know how you feel, because I'm in that thing, I'm like,
I'm not a starving artist, I can't take the moral high ground, not having to live that, but...
Yeah, because you're like, that's what you're always going to sell, because people are rabid for that, and there's certain niches that you can get into that people really want things, like the My Little Pony thing right now, oh my gosh. Aww. If you can make plushies or custom-made characters in, like, the vinyls and such, they sell like crazy. But you're infringing on a copyright. Even though you're making it, yes, you were the crafts person, but you weren't the one who originally thought up this thing. And so that's the sort of thing. Like, doing it for your own fun or doing it as a gift for a friend or something, I have no qualms with that. It's selling for your own profit. You're profiting off of somebody's idea with your own hard work. It's like...
Well, and, I mean, my thing is, like, I feel like the Artist Alley is a chance for, various more local artists to have a chance to have some sort of audience. And it should be people showing off their own stuff, you know? I mean, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. They've gotten better. There's not nearly as much compared to previous years I remember that's been fan arty. And even the artists' competition's gotten... better too.
Okay, so here's the description for the Steal Like an Artist panel. Intended for both beginning and accomplished artists, this covers the secrets to getting/staying inspired, work ethics, and presentation. Based off Austin Kleon's Steal Like an Artist, This will discuss the 10 secrets of art practices and is meant to inspire empowerment and ethical practices more than anything. Other topics include schooling, the art industry, and more!
I guess I should maybe go as the resident artist.
It probably wouldn't be a horrible idea.
I thought for a second there was web design at this thing, but it was wig design.
I got
web design on the brain.
Yeah.
I started laying out my flow chart. I'm like, okay, how do I want all the stuff on this website to go?
How is this supposed to all connect? Because this link goes to this page, and this page is information, and this page goes back to this page.
We'll get off subject. We'll talk about that later, because it's not dealing with, you know, animes or the video games.
Yeah.
I guess it would be kind of... We might be able to at least cover more panels this year, since the press stuff has sort of changed. One press person per event, except for main events.
Yeah.
I understand the reasoning. Totally makes sense.
Kind of annoyed, because... I mean, we're annoyed because we're, you know... The Game Slave staff is consistent of two couples, and so...
Well, I have there's more than two couples, there's more people than just two couples, but those are the majority of the people that do the work.
That's the main staff. Especially
the executive staff. We'll call ourselves the executive staff.
Like long-term staff.
There you go. Everybody else have to beat over their heads with a hammer to get them to do anything.
Though I've been in that bucket too, sorry. We just have not been...
It's actually been about a year since you wrote anything, too.
Yeah, I do the podcast.
And I edit the podcast and do the podcast and still write. I don't want to hear the excuse.
I just have, like, nothing to talk about. Always, I always feel like, should I? I don't know.
Yes. The answer should always be yes. Should you? Yes. It's like, is this a good thing to put up? Sure, why not? You won't find out until you actually do it. I'm sure the people, our listeners, would love to see your artwork. Even just the random sketches you do of, you know, during D&D games and such.
I need to do more sketches. I've been bad, but I've been trying to do web things.
Anywho,
and exercise more.
I need to work on that.
2 pounds, yay!
Well, my goal, I'm going to actually attempt to do what Irish Pride did by the P90X set, because I've actually cleaned up my garage, so I actually have room to work out and do stuff.
Good luck. No, seriously, good luck. It's 90 minutes of exercise per day.
I've heard it's hard. I don't know if I'll be able to stick to it. But I'm going to at least try.
He's gotten our dad to start. My dad started to have, like, monster biceps. Like, he still has a little bit of a beer gut, though. Just a little bit of a beer belly. My dad looks a lot smaller lately.
Anywho, Ben, I have, like, an actual workstation now to do 40K modeling. In the garage, so I don't have to worry about, you know, making a mess in the house, and I don't have to clean up when I'm done.
I need my house to magically spring an extra room or a basement.
Anywho.
Maybe we just need to put up a shed.
I think we'll go ahead and... Do you guys just want to go ahead and call it there, since we're just kind of going on fun massive tangents anyways?
Yeah. Massive tangents. I did have relevant news, though, with the Bandai thing. That was a bit of a tangent, but it was relevant.
You did. It was very relevant.
Oh, I also heard scary rumor about Plants vs. Zombies, too.
What's that?
It might be a first-person shooter.
Oh my god.
I'm like, no! I'm not gonna buy it if it is.
Did you hear there's gonna be an Angry Birds 2 where you play the pigs?
Like, you steal the eggs and try to keep the birds from getting
them? I don't know anything else than that. I just know you play as the pigs. Anywho, so I'm gonna go ahead and call it there. You can go ahead and visit us at the Gameslave at www.thegameslave.com. You can find us on Twitter at the Gameslave. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can find our store from the main site. Questions, comments, rants, anything else, go ahead and mail those to mail@thegameslave.com, and I'll be sure to look through it and tell you whether or not you're just being a spiteful ass. In the meantime, you all have a great week. We will attempt to be posting stuff throughout the weekend of the convention. And game on.
Game on.
Game on.